Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice. A black shroud of mystery and peril surrounds the Clara M, last of the old clipper ships, bound on a round-the-world cruise with Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen aboard. To find out what lay behind the strange things happening aboard ship, Clark Kent, in our last episode, assumed his true identity of Superman and flew back to Metropolis. Even though a storm was raging when he left, Superman felt certain no harm would come to those on board, since the Clara M is a staunch and seaworthy craft. But Superman could not foresee what was to happen. As our last episode ended, the anchor cable slipped, dropping the heavy anchor to the side of the ship. As the Clara M heeled over in the turbulent sea, the anchor crashed against the hull again and again, breaking the stout timbers. Listen.
We'll never get that anchor up. The windlass is jammed. Someone's got to go overside and lash it out.
That's suicide, sir, and you know it. Anybody gets caught between the anchor and the side of the ship, he'll be crushed to death.
Hey, but it's got to be done, and...
Captain Hawkins, sir. What are you about?
I'm going overside, Mr. Barnaby.
You can't do it, sir.
Someone's got to do it, Mr. Barnaby, or that confounded anchor will bash a hole in the side big enough to send us to the bottom. Stand clear, man.
Captain Hawkins, sir, you'll be killed if you get caught between that anchor and the side of the ship.
The lad's right, Captain. Someone's got to go overside, but it can't be you. We need you here.
Hey, your talk, Mr. Barnaby. I am master of this vessel. You think I'll stand by and watch her pounded to pieces while you talk about what's to be done? Out of my way.
Captain, you...
Throw me that line. At once, you hear? I'll have you tossed in irons the minute we're out of this.
Hey, sir. Here's the line, sir.
Captain, you mustn't. Mr. Barnaby, make them listen to you. That anchor crashing against the side. If he gets caught between that and the ship...
He knows the chances he's taking, lad. Get that line lashed around it in your waist, Captain.
Hi, Mr. Barnaby. You there. Hand me that cable.
All right, sir. Captain, you mustn't do it. Somewhere...
Wait, get on. I know what I'm about. Hold fast. There's another big one this way.
Pound the lad on the back. He ships some water.
Hey, all right now, lad, all right.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm all right now. Swallowed a lot of water.
Yeah, he'll be all right. We've got a few minutes before the next one. Curve that line, you men, and lower me over the side.
Lively there!
Come on, Captain!
Lively! Oh, my sight, you almost fire. I'll screw you off the yard now. Lively!
Ready, Captain?
Ready.
Hey, good luck, sir. And watch that anchor.
You watch the men on that line, mister. And leave the anchor to me. Hold hard, lads. I'm going over.
Gosh, I hope he's going to be all right. It's getting worse, Mr. Barnaby. A lot worse.
We're heeling over. Watch that line, lads. Hold hard.
The captain, is he all right?
He's trying to get the cable around the anchor. If you can just hold it for a few minutes.
Hold fast. Another big one in sight. Captain Hawkins, sir.
Captain. Captain's all right. He's still there. Look to the lad.
On fire. Ship water again.
Aye, sir.
I'm all right now. The captain, Mr. Barnaby.
He's all right. But he's lost his grip on the anchor. Blow me down if I had more than one leg. Look out for you over. Captain, below there. Keep your eye on that anchor. Captain, the anchor. The anchor.
Mr. Barnaby.
It got him. Couldn't get out of the way in time. Bring him up, lads. Bring him up. Look to it. Lively. Heave. Heave. One more. One more and he's over. Heave. Why, he's as white as fish belly. Captain Hawkins.
Never mind me. The anchor. Get somebody overside, quick.
Where did it get you? Are you hurt bad?
My chest. Something broken inside me. But never mind. Get that anchor lashed down. Get it lashed down.
It can't be done, sir. We got to take our chances on it. I won't ask anyone else to take the risk. And I can't take it myself.
I'll belay that, you...
Yes, you can below, sir. We'll be taken to the boat before long, and you'd better be ready to go with
us. I'll not go below. Someone goes overside to save my ship. She's my ship, you hear? Mine. And I'll not see her go down.
Gosh, did you hear the anchor that time? It sounded like wood splinter.
The hull's going, caving in.
Well, if only Superman were here.
What? What time is it?
Almost 8 bells, sir. Midnight.
5 hours till dawn. We'll never last that long.
We'll last. Now you've got to get below, sir.
I'll not go below, I tell you. The someone goes overside.
Flash my eyes, Captain. I told you.
You told me. This is my ship, mister. And by heavens, I'll give the orders.
Nobody's questioning your right to give orders.
Yeah, somebody's got to go overside. Somebody's got to lash that anchor down.
All right. I'll go myself. Now, will you go below?
You, Barnaby, only one leg.
Never mind my leg. Never mind anything.
He ain't hearing you, sir. He's fainted.
Get him below.
All right, sir.
And lively about it.
Come on.
There. Get that line off the captain's waist and take him below.
Mr. Barnaby, you don't mean you're going to do it. You can't go overside.
Devil, I can. It's a wooden leg I've got, lad. Not a wooden body. Just let me get this line lashed around me. And see you. I'll show you a trick or two. All right, now, you men. Get me over the side.
Well, Mr. Barnaby, you can't do it, sir. You can't do it.
Lay to the line. Lay to. I'll break your skulls into the feature.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hold that line, lad. Hold with him. Steady, does it. Look sharp below there, sir.
Find the anchor, sir. We're heeling over.
Mr. Barnaby, sir.
All clear.
Go.
If it touched me, I'll have that cable around there in short order.
How'd she look, Mr. Barnaby?
The tide's starting to go. There's a small hole, Master. Ain't serious. And it will be if I don't let the... Bless my eyes! Bless
the
17!
Oh, no. And hang me
for a cutthroat fire!
What's the matter?
My leg! It slipped!
The
wooden leg got stuck in a hole!
What's
that?
His leg's caught, didn't you hear, Barnaby? He's caught down there.
Haul him up, lad!
Haul
that
line
out!
Hey!
Oh. Easy on that line, you'll pull him in half. Can't you see his leg caught down there?
Can he get loose?
He's trying, but if that anchor starts
swinging
again...
He's finished if it does! But look! Thanks to Bob, we're healing over again! The anchor! Barnaby!
I can't get loose!
The anchor, it's swinging away from the side again.
Why, when we heel back again? Look out! There she comes!
He's finished. He's done for. Nothing can save him now.
Meanwhile, several hundred miles away in Metropolis, Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent, pursues his investigation in a waterfront tavern.
And you say you shipped aboard the Clara M from 1910 to 1917, eh?
Hey, I heard him.
You knew Captain Hawkins then pretty well, eh?
Hey.
Well, then tell me, what sort of...
Steady on, lad. Taking a reef in my tongue till I see the color of your money.
Oh, well, I promised you $10 if you'd give me the information I wanted.
Aye, you did.
Very well. Here's a $10 bill.
Thank you, lad.
Now, hold on, sailor. You'll get half of this $10 bill now, and the other half when you tell me what I want to know. There you are. When you tell me all I want to know, the other half is yours.
Aye, that's fair enough. Let's fly with your questions, lad.
Tell me what you know about Captain Hawkins.
Captain Hawkins?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see now. Good master, Hawkins. Bit easy going in some ways, but stern enough in others. Bachelor he was, never married. It was said he was married to one thing, and that was the Clara M.
That's so?
He often said if the Clara M was taken from him, it'd be like losing his own life. Aye, lad, the Clara M was his life.
I see. Anything else?
Well, no, there... No. Oh, not that I know of. So if you'll just let me have the other half of the tenor...
Now, wait just a minute. Tell me, what do you know about the Whistler?
Hey, I've got to be going. It's almost midnight and my ship is sailing in less than half an hour. Good night to you, lad.
Wait a minute now. Don't forget, I've still got the other half of that $10.
And you may keep it for all of me.
Now, hold on here. All I want to know is whatever you can tell me about the legend of the Whistler, and the $10 is yours.
And I'll never earn it, lad. Whatever I know about the Whistler, I'm keeping to myself. And you can lay to this. You'll not find a sailor man anywhere who'll be willing to talk about it for any amount. Good night to you.
Wait a minute. Here, you can have the other half, and thank you.
Ah, thank you, lad. You're a good man, so I'll be giving you a tip. In a friendly kind of way, mind you. Steer your course away from asking questions about the Whistler. It'll do you no good, or anyone else. Good night to you.
Good night. Well, all I managed to find out was that Captain Hawkins has an almost insane love for his ship. I'm also convinced that there's more behind the legend of the Whistler than anyone is willing to tell. Well, I'm going to be getting back to the Clara M. No sign of a storm here, but there's probably a big one raging out at sea right this minute. 12 o'clock. I'd better change to Superman and get back to the Clara M. Up! Up! And away!
Unknown to Superman, peril hovers over the Clara M. Peak Barnaby is in grave danger as the clipper ship heels over in the storm and the anchor comes crashing toward him. Can Superman possibly arrive in time? Be sure to hear the next exciting episode of our story with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.